This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Grand Junction Police Chief Doug Shoemaker is headed to the Lone Star State. The city announced that he accepted the same position in Denton, Texas today. Shoemaker has led the Grand Junction Police Department since 2018. He spent over 26 years with the Jefferson City Police Department in Missouri before coming to the Western Slope. He's expected to join the Denton Police in October. Deputy Chief Matt Smith will serve as Grand Junction's interim police chief. The federal government is ordering new water cuts for some Colorado River states as the nation's largest reservoirs dry up. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's cuts are aimed at Arizona and Nevada, since they rely on water stored in Lake Mead. New federal projections show the reservoir will likely hit a dangerously low level next year, so the federal agency will limit releases to the states to keep reservoir levels propped up. No federal cuts in Colorado or other states upstream of Lake Mead were announced, but more cuts could come if more water is needed in the reservoirs. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A grand jury will review a police shooting that left six innocent people injured in a downtown Denver neighborhood last month. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The anticipated body cam footage from last month's police shooting in Lodo was released Tuesday. The footage shows Denver officers navigating a large crowd and eventually commanding 21-year-old suspect Jordan Waddy to get down. Waddy is seen tossing a gun to the ground as police open fire on him. Police bullets struck Waddy and six bystanders in a nighttime crowd in Lodo. Denver District Attorney Beth McCann says a local grand jury will review the incident to determine whether the three involved officers should be criminally charged. Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Expect highs in the 80s across the Front Range with sunny skies this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.